Thank you for holding. Is this Alonzo?
Yeah.
Hey, Alonzo. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, not really.
Okay. I wanted to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available in the area. Have you ever done a search on Google for tree services before?
No.
Yeah, I know it's kind of an odd thing to ask somebody that provides tree service, you know. Like, hey, you're an arborist. Have you ever looked for an arborist? but when you do the search, there's a map that pops up in the middle of the screen. Right now, you only see two guys. It's Powell and Sons Tree Service and Up a Tree Tree Service. Have you seen that or heard of those guys before?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the local map section where we're talking about listing you. Above it, there are two companies, the Bucking Arborist LLC and Legend Tree Service LLC, but those guys are doing pay-per-click, which is, I mean, we do that here too, but that's not what this call is about. I wouldn't really recommend it for a newer business.
Okay.
It's more for like a bigger company that's got a bunch of crews running around that he wants to keep busy. But Up and Tree Tree Services, Powell and Son Tree Services, these guys are averaging about 3 to 4 phone calls a day from being on the first page of Google. As you probably already know, 90% of searches that are done on Google start and stop on the first page. So, you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they actually start calling someone for help. I'm sure you could see a value in that, right?
Yeah.
The reason these placements are so highly sought after is because we don't charge per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate, and then the customers can contact you directly right off the first page.
Okay.
Okay. Tara told me that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's pay-per-lead services already.
Yeah.
Do you like it, or how's it going?
I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Okay. I'm always curious because I hear mixed reviews. Like you either like really love it or really hate it. Nah, there's never really like a in between unless it's like really new and they just got it.
Yeah, I just did with them, so I'm not quite sure yet.
Gotcha. Well, the reason I asked too is, you know, usually if you're doing good with that system, it's a good sign that you'll do really well on Google because they get their leads from Google. Like when you look up tree services in the area, there's the top three guys where we're talking about listing you, but just like three spots down, it's Angie's List. And that's also Home Advisor. It's like top 10 best tree service pros, it says, in Montrose and surrounding areas. So basically, you're already buying leads from Google if you have that system. It's just they're resold. So instead of you having like your own listing and your own reviews, your own website that we would build for you, and them calling you directly, it goes through their third-party system where they'll, like, capture it, and then they sell it to, like, 2 or 3 companies. And usually if you could buy those and, like, convert them into jobs, then you'll do really good with somebody just calling you directly without having to pay a fee for each individual one. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of, like, gauging how you felt about that. But our services are building like the framework for your company online. So you have your own Google business profile, your own website, your own reviews are up there. Those are things you would keep even if you were to leave our services later, because those are your companies. It's almost like a digital business card for you, you know, for people to be able to look you up.
Okay.
But as far as costs, everything we do is month to month. There's no contract required if you want to capitalize on the first page placement. With the package that has the website included, it's advertised at $499 month to month on our website. But because of the new in business credit that Tara requested for you, I could actually reduce that rate down to just $299 month to month. And then there's no other charges. So you don't have any other like setup fees, lead fees, click fees, or call fees that'll pop up on you throughout the month.
Okay.
I'm going to send you this. Give me 1 second. Sorry, I'm getting hit. I just shot you a text message here. That one's the pricing page. So the platinum package is what you would get for the $299 pricing structure. It's the very last package down. And then I'm going to send some website examples too. Now, these are just like starting points. The website's fully customizable. So whatever you envisioned your website looking like, even if you need help with the logo and getting that developed, we have a full graphic design team in-house that'll be able to build and customize the site. So I don't want to downplay the site because just the website value alone, if somebody was just to buy this, it would be $1,000 upfront for the site to buy the domain, do all the graphic design, and then you pay $50 a month just to host it. That would be a part of the package pricing structure at $299 month to month. And then if you ever left us but you wanted to keep the hosting, it'd be $50 a month, or you could leave and then obviously find a different host. But I don't think you're going to leave, honestly. If you could pair being on the first page of Google at $299 month to month to, I don't know what you're spending on HomeAdvisor by Angie's, but I know those leads are saturated and you're only going to get so many for, let's say you were putting the same amount of money into it, like $299, you're only going to get like maybe 10 leads, you know. With this, you're not limited on leads. And then the platinum package would actually be like an A to Z marketing strategy for your company, because we wouldn't just stop at the first page placement on Google. You get on all of Google's trusted directories too. So you're on like Facebook with Facebook ads. You can get leads from that. Bing, you can get leads from Bing. They have a top five. They usually pull from Google's top three verified guys for their top five. So we'll have multiple ways of generating leads. You're even on Amazon Alexa, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. It'd basically complete your online profile and be like a one-stop shop for your business. And then we also have an app and a tracking system so you could keep track of all the leads and like where they came from, all the customers. It's a complete customer relationship management system or CRM built into the app. So you'll be able to see exactly what we're bringing in for you each month and keep track of these people moving forward.
Okay.
But if I could approve that pricing structure and get you on a platinum package bundle at just $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
Possibly.
Yeah, you'd love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor by Angie's, I can't tell you how many guys I've worked with who have used that system in the past, and they always say, why didn't you call me before I signed up with them? You know, why didn't you call me sooner? Because Google's just been the number one way to market for the last 17 years. So if we can't get you a consistent flow of clients, they don't exist in your field. I just shot you another text message, and that one's to our company reviews. What would be your concerns with getting started on the Google Business Profile? Like getting listed?
I don't think I have really any concerns. It's just financial, like personal concerns right now.
Understandable. Yeah, money is definitely an object, but everybody's got to start somewhere. I mean, if you look at guys like Legend Tree Service or the Bucking Arborist, you know, they got 101 reviews, 69 reviews. It's like you can't even get to one review until you've built and verified the Google Business Profile and kind of build these things. So it's really the starting point from the online perspective for EcoNature Tree Care.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then long term too, you know, some pretty glaring differences will pop out to you. Obviously, you're not going to probably have HomeAdvisor and or by Angie's and this at the same time. You'll likely go maybe a month or so of this, and then you'll be able to definitively see like what's going to be the long-term solution, and somebody's going to have to fall off. And I'm pretty sure it's not going to be us considering, you know, everything that's being built. They're just one directory. So it's like they put you on their site. They get leads from other sources online. They sell you the leads that they're gathering online. We put you on all those other sources and allow these people to contact you direct without the lead fees and without the leads going to other guys. So you have a higher volume, better branding for your company, more exposure, and probably spending less each month with that deal.
Yeah. Definitely spending less.
Really? What are they charging you each month?
Just over 400.
Oh, that's not too bad. I hear some guys in this area. I talked to a guy about 45 minutes ago, and he said he was paying like $1,000 into that system.
Yeah, it depends on how many leads you want per month or whatever.
Yeah, he was saying they were charging like $50-$60 per lead. So he was getting like 20 to 25 for that budget.
Yeah. I've gotten quite a few leads, but no, like when I call them, they don't answer or, you know, they don't respond and stuff. So it's like I get the leads, but I don't get the clientele, you know?
Yeah, and that's frustrating too, especially if you're in like, they have different payment platforms. Some of them are pay per lead. Other ones are like a flat rate, and then they deduct the lead balance from that flat rate every month. But, you know, you can't afford to just be paying for a phone number and then them not responding. You know, it's not ideal. I'm actually not supposed to bash them because Google records our calls, and, you know, obviously they pay Google a lot of money every month. So I'm not supposed to like throw them under the bus or anything like that. But if you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, I feel like that would make it pretty obvious on what you would want to do is like a long-term solution. You know, the reviews online that you see are often the homeowners who are like, hey, I filled out this form on HomeAdvisor. I got contacted by like 6 different contractors that helped me find like the cheapest one or the best one in their mind. And so they write a 5-star review. But if you look at the business owners that use it, you know, it's a very common, like 1-star, a lot of them. I mean, obviously people only write reviews on there when they're upset, right? More so than the business owners that are doing good with it. They just keep going. But the people who, have wrote bad reviews, the business owners, they say that, you know, they're getting charged for leads that aren't turning into business, or they were lied to about how they would be billed and spending more money. Just a lot of, like, unethical things happening to them.
Did it charge it, or did it charge it?
Yeah.
So, I know you're a new business. Obviously, like, a new business, you know, you want to get your name out there as much as possible. Make sure your name's in those conversations. If you do the search right now, if you were to just type in, like, Tree Services, Montrose, I mean, you could go 10 pages and EcoNature won't pop up, you know, unless you go digging through HomeAdvisor. And if you try to call through there, then, you know, that's going to go towards your lead balance. So it's not going to go directly to you either.
Right.
Yeah. So having yourself in that conversation alone is a huge game changer, and you'll be able to feel it right away. You're going from having like almost 0% of landing a job from somebody within 40 miles or 50 miles of you that does a search to, you know, I'm not saying you're going to have 100% chance, but you'll have 100% chance of being seen and at least considered. You know, they're going to have to scroll past your name or call it, you know. That's not counting, you know, Facebook, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages. People tend to undermine those features that we provide as well. But, you know, Facebook actually does pretty good for tree service companies. I've actually seen people do better on Facebook than other lead generation companies that are out there. Just kind of networking. Yeah, Facebook's a good way to market. And the campaign, at the $299, $100 of that will go directly into your Facebook ads. And we have Meta-certified technicians that will be hosting your Facebook ads for you. And then, obviously, you know, they'll send you a text message with a copy of the ad before it's posted. And you have to give us the yay or nay since it represents your business. But you do have Facebook ads in that package. You also have your own custom website design in that package. So, you know, just a website, Facebook, and Google alone will easily outperform anything that your current providers bring into the table at a lower price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long does, like, this deal last for? Like, do I have to decide today?
Well, yeah, so the only time we call out is when there's a spot open. Like, you'll notice if you type in tree services, Montrose, there's only two there now. They usually have three at a time. So right now it's just Up a Tree Tree Services and Powell and Sons Tree Service. We have one spot open. But what happens when a spot opens up like that is Google gets a list of all the tree companies in the area. So they'll pull them from lists. Like, you'll see Yelp has like 10 on there. Angie's has 10 on there. They'll go pull these guys that are like, they know they're a real business, but they're just not doing Google advertising. And they'll put them on a list. And then my reps, kind of like Tara that you were talking to in the beginning, we're basically just calling out until the position fills. You know, we're just going down the list. Once we fill that spot, then they close out the category. We can't work with more than the allotted positions.
Gotcha.
Within our company, yeah. So that's what makes Google effective, though, is like, you know, you got 10 guys on your list, and they got to scroll past basically our five to get to the 10 guys on the list when looking up tree services in your area. And then they got to go through the other guys on the list to get to you. You know, with this, you'll be immediately, or not immediately, but you'll be right at the top of the page. Obviously, I say not immediately because we have to build your website and everything, but you'll be right at the top of the page, and they'll be able to contact you directly as a live call. So less saturation. Usually the people who go to Home Advisor, Angie's List, or scroll past the top guys, they're usually looking for the cheapest price. So they fill out the form. They'll hear out like five people and go with the cheapest one.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
How does a spot come open on Google for a business?
It could be like they discontinued or they relocated to another area. So this is no longer their geographic area. There's people that get taken down for like bad reviews. A lot of times that's why we do it month to month, is because it's like, hey, you know, if you're cussing people out 4 or 5 days in a row and all your reviews are one star, we can tell you keep your money. There's actually a company, Bruton's Tree Service. I don't know if you heard of them.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, well, they were up there. Now they're not. They had a one-star rating, so. But I'm not supposed to really disclose that. Just, I'm supposed to tell you, it could be a variety of factors why somebody can lose their placement or why a placement could become available.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. They don't always tell us exactly why. Sometimes it's obvious and we just kind of make the assumption, but, they'll usually just go, hey, here's the list of qualified candidates or potentially qualified candidates. And then my reps like Tara and them downstairs, they go through the pre-screening process, start calling out.
I gotcha.
But also, I don't know if you look at the pricing page, like the platinum package is normally $8.98 the first month. I misspoke. And then it's $5.99 monthly. So with the discounts that I'm applying here, you know, you're saving $600 off the initial investment because I'm waiving the setup fee for you too. And then I've dropped the monthly price down to basically the essential package or the cheapest package that we have. So it's like you're doing wholesale. You know, you're basically just paying for Google and Facebook and then all the other things like the website, all the directory submissions in that platinum package we're including at no extra cost to just kind of jumpstart you. Make sure you're not missing anything and give us the best chance of seeing you come back each month. Obviously, the more we do for you and the more clients we bring in, the more likely you are to keep coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is kind of an investment on our part, too, because if you were to cancel it after a month, we would lose money. I mean, you can't get somebody to professionally build the website alone for $300.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the ad spend on Facebook plus the positioning on Google.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll be on Bing as well. Like I said, you know, Bing pulls from Google's top guys for their top recommendations. Not as many people use Bing as Google. You know, I think more people even use Facebook than Bing, actually, but you'd be there. And then you're also on the Apple Safari search engine as well. It typically defaults to Google or Bing, but it does have its own search engine. You get submitted there as well. And then there's other directories, like I said, like Yelp, Yellow Pages. Yelp even comes up above Home Advisor by Angie's on the first page of Google. So I mean, you'd be able to see some pretty significant increases in job opportunities with this package instead of having one third-party company that's doing all these things and just reselling you information that they're pulling from it.
Okay, so I have one more question. So, like, the reviews that I've gotten from Angie, would that, like, transfer over? Like, would that be visible to people, too? Because since those are, like, my only reviews right now.
Yeah, we can't, like, copy reviews from another platform because Google reviews are verified reviews. So it's, like, they have to type it in from their, like, a device where they're logged into their own email and everything, and it has, like, their name, and it's traceable back to them. It's not something we could just copy and paste. But in the app that we have in the App Store, if you just type in the Local Splash app, you'll have your own username and password. And once your Google business profile is built, and verified, you could send them a text message with a link to your Google business profile, and it'll basically just be asking them about their experience with you, and then they could retype it. So you could always go back and send it back to past clients, and it's super convenient when they get it as a text message on their phone. They're already logged into their email, so they just have to hit the star, type something nice, or even just hit the star and hit submit, and you start having reviews on there, you know?
Okay.
So that's a pretty convenient method, and we always recommend that you send those text messages out as you complete jobs too. So that way you're gathering them as you're leaving, basically. You know, load up the truck, send the message off, and then they could just type it in real quick for you. We'll start building you up there. So it's not a ton of reviews that you have on there. They are all good though. That's a good sign. But for you to get two of them, you know, I mean, yeah. Can have those two reviews on the Google business profile the same day that it's up and running, you know, just by
sending it back. Yeah, I know I don't have many. That's why I was, you know, like, but I do have good ones. So it's like, hopefully, you know, some way, some form.
Google won't even produce like the star rating until you get to at least 5 of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like basically it'll show like 3, 4. And then once you get the 5th one, then the stars will start popping out up as the average.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, everybody's got to start somewhere. So, I mean, this would be the starting point for you. If you fast forward 6 months or a year from now, hindsight's 2020, I'm sure you'd be really happy that you got started and didn't put it on the back burner for later.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for us and your clients to reach you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 810-265-1672.
Yep.
All right. And then, Alonzo, what's your last name?
Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S.
R-E-S. Okay. So I have a guy here that's his first name. And then I'm going to have to send you everything in writing. We'll also send an invoice receipt for you to write this off because Google advertising is a business expense. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
So I actually do not have a business email address yet.
Okay, personal works too. It's not like it's going to be displayed anywhere unless you want us to like attach it to your website or something, but it's more so for us to send you the receipt, send you everything in writing, and then also for you to receive your username and password for our app and tracking system.
Just do alonzoandrus05@gmail.com. No capitals.
Okay. And just to confirm, you spell your first name, A-L-O-N-Z-O?
Yep.
Okay. And you said it was Alonzo Andrus, I missed the numbers. You said 365?
05.
Oh, 305?
Nope, just 05.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know where I got the 3 from. So alonzoandrus05, and that's at gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then Google's going to send you this card in the mail. It's a physical card. It'll say Google on it, and on the back it's going to have a 5-digit number. It's called your verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
179 East State Street.
Okay, and that's 48457.
Yep.
Okay, got it. There we go. Boom. Save. All right, and how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed on Google, Bing, and all digital platforms?
What was that?
How would you like your hours of operation listed? Like your work hours.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'll work. See, that's hard for me because I'll work whenever, you know, whenever it's available.
Okay, I could leave it as open availability for now. But if you ever want to set them, you know, if people start calling you like later and you don't, maybe you want to issue a cutoff or something happens, just call in. We could always change the hours of operation for you.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't have anything to do card right now, but okay. I'd like to be able to do that at some point. So let's just leave it cash and check for now.
Okay. All right, so I have your Google Business profile created. I'm going to submit it for verification, so they'll send that letter out. We want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews, they typically happen at a set time where we can sit down with you, and the agenda for that call is to go over like each service that you provide, so that way we're listing you for the right things. They want to go over the area that you cover. We want to purchase the domain name for your website, and then obviously get an idea on how you want the website to look so we can start working on it. I did send some examples over for that site to maybe help you get a head start if there's like one of those templates you want to use, or if you know a competitor's site that you like and you kind of want it to look like that, you could always send that in. But these client interview calls, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in order to complete it. What time do you think would be best for you?
The later in the day, the better, because I still do have a full-time job.
Oh, okay. I mean, you want to do it today? Like, I have some slots available this afternoon. We could do it between 6 and 7.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and get this slot for you. Client interview, local splash. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment. There'll also be a automated text message reminder that'll come through prior to the call.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go ahead and add this here. Alonzo. And then we'll send this to alonzoandre05@gmail.com. All right, so that's scheduled here, and that's only about an hour and a half, so pretty much we'll get everything up and running. I'll get you all your paperwork, and then at 6 o'clock, my representative will contact you and then walk you through the client interview process so you can get things going ASAP.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Alonzo, how did you want to do that?
I have a card right here if you want to.
Okay. Does it say Alonzo Andres on it, or does it say Eco Nature Tree Care, or both?
It's a personal card.
Okay. So I'm going to make sure I add the business name to the invoice, though, so that way you can still write it off later as a business expense. So you get it back that way when you do your taxes. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yep. 4416.
4416.
Yep. 4947.
4947.
Yep. 7502.
7502.
4263.
4263. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/28.
11/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
088.
088. Okay. And there is a voice verification recording that I'm going to walk you through. This is an added form of protection for you before we authorize any transaction with your business. As I'm walking you through this voice verification recording, if I say anything that maybe you're not sure about or you don't understand or need me to repeat it, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that we're at a firm understanding before I process the transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Alonzo. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Eco Nature Tree Care.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Alonzo Andrews and owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yeah.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. And you did say you work full-time as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we won't ride you too hard if you're missing calls here and there, since you're working full-time as well. But, you know, if it goes like a couple days and you're missing a bunch of them, you know, might do a pulse check just to make sure you're still alive. Okay.
I'm taking tree care more serious than full-time right now because I want to do tree care full-time. I'm trying to get out of
it. Yeah.
Doing
well, yeah, then this is perfect timing. Then if that's your game plan, you know, after a couple months of this, you should have enough consistency to be able to go full time. But don't burn the bridge with the full time job right away. Let this get up and running to where it produces the consistent flow of clients. And then you get like reoccurring guys with the new ones coming in. Then you'll be able to, you know, take this as the full time work.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a great game plan though. I wouldn't have a exit strategy without this, because this is going to be working like harvesting the jobs for you while you're doing the day job. So it's good. Okay, it's important reasonable period of time. Okay, and hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us? Okay, so I'll be very clear about that. Like Home Advisor by Angie's, we're not saying that you have to cancel that. If you want to continue to do it, by all means, you know, we're not telling you what to do with your company. But after today, if you're going to add anything that's online advertising related, give us a heads up. You shouldn't need anything else, honestly, but what we want to avoid is like you duplicating any listings or paying for something that we're already doing for you.
Right.
Okay. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try it for at least 2 months since it is I mean, we're building everything from scratch for you, but it is a month-to-month service, so you're not binded to any kind of contract. You are going to be on a platinum package for just $299, and I've waived the setup fees. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 30th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $299. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the discounted price of $299. If there's not 30 days in the month, like February, it'll roll over to the first, and then your new billing date will be the first of each month moving forward. And then it says, again, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment here. When I process this payment, you're going to get a automated text message with a link to the agreement in writing. You have to sign off on that agreement. And then you'll also get your own username and password for our account dashboard and tracking system or the app. Highly recommend you download our app. If you go to App Store, no matter what device you have, just type in Local Splash and we have our own app there that you could download. And that'll be kind of like your little centralized hub for the business. That way you can keep track of everything, even when you're doing the full-time stuff on the side here.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm going to process this now. It was just asking me about waiving the setup fee. So let me just make sure I get that waived all the way as well before I hit pay. And then we got the client interview between 6 and 7. So like I said, they'll send you a text message reminder prior to that client interview call. Usually comes through about an hour before. So you'll probably get it here in about 30 minutes. And then they'll also have the email notification in there as well.
Okay.
Multitasking. But you do commercial work as well, right? We can list you for commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. One of those contracts will take care of this for the whole year. All right, perfect. It looks like the client interview has been accepted already, and then the payment has processed. So I just want to make sure that you're getting these text messages. I didn't know if you were receiving the emails too. I think you did, actually, because it looks like you accepted the calendar invite for your client interview already.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So email's good. I just want to make sure text messages are working well too, so that way we have open lines of communication there. We have 24/7 customer service as well, Alonzo. I'm here from 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, but if it's ever after hours, you could always call in, just hit extension 1. So it's the same number. It's going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us. It's actually the number that I've been texting you on.
Okay.
Okay. But as long as you got those text messages, we're basically good to go. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. The only homework you have right now, like I said, would be just to download our app and then sign the subscription terms and then be available for our client interview call at 6 o'clock. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns prior to then, like I said, we're just a phone call away.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Looking forward to working with you. I'll be your account manager. There's going to be another account manager that you'll be speaking to frequently as well. So if you, like I said, if you need anything, I always tell people our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know like what we're bringing to the table for their business each month. So if you need a breakdown or you need help, even if you feel like it's outside of the realm, I have a lot of experience with businesses. Obviously, I've been doing this for 12 years, and pretty much every business that you see on the first page of Google has to have started somewhere, just on Google in general. So I've set up a lot of them. You know, if there's anything we could help you with, don't hesitate to contact, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you at 6.
All righty. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.